And away we go.
Welcome back, everyone, to another edition of Relatively Subjective, where we are relatives and we have subjective opinions on movie-related things and movies, which are movie-related things.
Yes, so that's a good umbrella.
Yep.
Are you guys ready?
Are you?
Are you?
Are you? I am. Are you?
I'm ready.
All right, cool.
I do want to ask. What? I mean, if anybody cares, nobody listens to us.
But what are you talking about?
About that intro. How do you think? What do you think about it?
Wait.
What and away we go.
I mean, that works. It's we'll just come up with a theme song eventually.
Yeah,
and hopefully that'll be incorporated.
2019.
New year, new us. New year.
New year.
New year. New relative. Same burps.
Same burps. New theme song.
Yep.
Because it's our first.
And I don't swallow gum.
You don't. Anymore. I made him spit it out.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Whatever.
All right.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yeah, how's it been?
It's been good. It's been. What are you watching? Are you watching any TV shows? Are you watching any movies?
Yeah, I've been trying to watch some movies. I haven't been to the movies in a couple of weeks because we've been doing some Netflix stuff.
Yeah, holidays.
Very busy with that kind of stuff. What am I watching? What did I just finish? I just finished, finally, The Dragon Prince. It's only 6 episodes. It was super quick.
Was it good?
It was really fun. Yeah,
that was the animated one, right?
Yeah. I'm excited for the new season. I guess whenever it comes out, I haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
But it was fun. I liked the whole story and the animation is fun. And it's the main character in this one is the voice from Sokka from Avatar.
Oh, so it was
very recognizable.
No, Sokka. That's Zuko.
Yeah. So that's fun. That's pretty much it, really. I've been watching like random movies on Netflix.
Yeah.
And like Fuller House every now and then.
Fuller House.
Yeah, it's fun to put in the background. It's just super campy, fun, loving TV. I watch it like during breakfast.
I can't believe that exists, but it does.
They're on their 5th season, I think, now. Or no. they're coming out with the 5th season.
Seriously?
Yeah.
It feels like it came out last year, Fuller House.
It came out in 2015? I think the first season came out in 2015.
Time goes by.
Right? So slowly. Quickly.
Oh. Well, in this case.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I know, we're in 2019 already. It's ridiculous. Fuck. It's like, fuck 2019. I'm ready for 2020.
2020 is our year.
Yeah.
Shooting for the stars.
This year is going to be like, okay.
This is the warm-up.
Like, next year.
Next year is going
to be great.
We're going to take off.
So what have you been watching?
I don't remember. I watched the show about dogs yesterday.
I
forget what it's called.
Is it called like dogs?
It's something related to puppies, and it's just like a few families get puppies, and they're just like, well, these are a handful.
Is it like scripted and stuff, or is it?
No, it's like a reality thing. Like it's like a docuseries.
Okay.
It's not the dogs one that everyone watches and cries over. That one's supposed to be super emotional. Yeah. Like we cracked open the first episode of that one, and like within the first 5 minutes it's like about a blind kid and I was like, this is too deep,
starting strong,
god damn. Nice. I cracked open the new season of Ray Donovan because I watched that show.
Okay.
And this season takes place on Staten Island.
Oh,
which
hey.
Is fun. Yeah. I don't recognize any of the places.
I was just gonna ask.
He takes the bus.
Oh,
they have buses.
They do.
I'm just
the
like
thing.
Yeah, that's Staten Island, I guess. What else am I watching?
I hope it is. I hope they're filming like actually on Staten Island.
Yeah, me too. It looks enough like it, but it's like a like from the one like area that they're shooting in, it's like a hill kind of zone, and I've seen that in Staten Island.
Oh, nice.
So
good. Cool.
Maybe.
Yeah, Staten Island.
Maybe it's San Francisco, right. And they're just like, this is Staten Island, whatever. I don't give a shit.
I really hope not. I also don't think Staten Island looks like San Francisco.
The Golden Gate Bridge was in the background now that I think about it.
Yeah, it's not the Verrazano.
Right. All right.
Anything else? The TV shows, movies recently?
No. I'm trying to think.
Anything you're excited for the future?
Well, we were just talking about Us, and I'm fucking excited for that.
Yes.
God damn. It looks so mysterious.
I know. I can't wait. And what's his name?
Jordan Peele.
Yeah, he's doing some good shit.
Apparently he said he has a list of these. He has a bunch of ideas.
Bam, yeah. One after another.
No, seriously. Like when they interviewed him about Get Out, mm-hmm. he was like surprised that it was so well received.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I've got like a bunch of ideas.
I've got some more.
And I guess this is one of
Let's
them.
See
and
how it
looks
goes.
Insane.
It looks
so,
great. Yeah. I'm excited.
Who would have thought that he's like Stephen King?
Right?
Right? He's he's like a modern Stephen King.
But
this is all of one movie, so I'm maybe getting ahead of myself.
Well, two, because this one is now another suspense.
But what if it's
thing.
Bad?
I don't
Come on, man. We only have one trailer. Don't get excited.
True, but we also had only,
Stay cynical.
I was going to say, we only had one trailer for Get Out. Like, I only saw one trailer for Get Out before I watched the movie, and I was blown away.
Yeah, but...
So, I don't know. I kind of feel like it's really cool that he has this whole list. Because, I mean, he's been a comedy writer for, like, the past 10 years or whatever. Yeah. And he's been doing a lot of funny skits. And, like, I forget who it was. I think it was probably you talking about this early before. But he was just, he probably, like, he's been writing comedy for so long, and he's, like, been testing his little like side pieces every mm-hmm. now and then with like horror or into like fantasy and stuff. So I really hope we see a lot more like not comedy. Yeah. I really want to see
comedy and horror more. Can like I've heard that comedy and horror go hand in hand. Like it, they have a lot of similar themes if you like break it down.
And a lot of timing things yeah, and stuff.
True. So but maybe that's why he's so good at it. Oh, maybe you should have swallowed your gum. Then you wouldn't be coughing.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited to see where he takes this family.
That pair of scissors.
Yeah, I want them.
What are the scissors about,
I want
man?
Them to
the
end up in about? Someone's brain.
Dude, it's going to blow us away.
I know. I'm so excited.
I just want to know what the twist
and
is.
I'm just really excited about this. I mean, even if... honestly, I'm okay even if this movie does suck, because at least it's not another same movie.
Right.
Like, it's something different. It's got a completely African-American cast, I feel. Mm-hmm. And it's just different. It's kind of, I mean, even if it is something similar of like another horror, like whatever movie, at least it's different because of the cast. And I think we need more of that.
Everybody gets terrorized.
Another reason why I'm super excited for, The Legend of La Llorona, because it takes place within like a Mexican or a Latin family. So like we need more representation like that. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Definitely want more of all inclusive the dark-skinned people.
What else have I watched in the past week? I almost burped, but I didn't.
There's a lot of stuff going on with us today.
yeah, whatever. I've probably been playing more video games than watching stuff.
Smash Bros.
So, yeah, that's always there, man. As soon as I hear the music, I'm like, well, I'm gonna go play.
Guess I gotta go play.
All right,
let's do it.
Let's talk about our main event here. Yes. We are, of course, speaking about Netflix's Black Mirror's Bandersnatch, the choose your own adventure movie, the first of its kind, I suppose. And
which is amazing.
Yeah, no. Sorry if it's Netflix overload. We know that the last week was a Netflix themed episode also, but there wasn't anything in theaters that we wanted to watch. We'll change that up next week, we promise. But
yes,
this time we felt like we had to talk about this one because of its unique layout and how good it was. I don't know. We'll find out.
I mean, yeah, definitely. It's definitely something new, which I think is good. So, what is that? Is that me?
Wait, let's listen.
Is that outside? Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, it was me. Okay. Never mind.
Was that like a workout video?
Yes.
Was that porn?
It was not porn. It was Zumba.
Very instructional porn.
Yes. Come on, guys.
One and two.
To the beat.
And I'm coming. Here we go. All right. So let's start talking about Bandersnatch. Bandersnatch takes place in the 80s, 84, I think.
Yes.
Right? Our main character, the person you are controlling, is...
Which is really cool. Like, this is awesome. You definitely control them. So it's more of just... It's more gameplay than it is... like movie watching.
Yeah, I couldn't help but think about Telltale games throughout the whole thing.
Exactly.
Like, you know, it's finally like someone finally thought like, oh wait,
let's just
film this stuff instead of like animating it and stuff. But yeah, it was interesting.
Very interesting. So you start as
main character is Stefan, which is a bad name in my opinion. Every time I heard it, I was like, ugh, like why? Steven.
I mean obviously, you know, it's Black Mirror, so it's all, you know, British.
Yeah,
so British. It's Stefan.
In the 80s. And that's a fun thing when Black Mirror does something in the past.
Yeah.
But it's still technology based and driven, like the plot and all that.
But what I think is amazing is that the technology is no longer in like the actual time period. It's you are the technology,
exactly,
because you're watching it on Netflix or whatever.
So Stefan is this programmer who is
budding programmer.
He's trying to program this game based on a book called Bandersnatch, which was a choose your own adventure book, and it's pretty big. The author of that book ended up going insane and killing his wife by decapitation.
Yep.
So people were like, whoa, cursed book.
Yep.
But he was like, I'm going to make this a video game. So he goes and to...
of course, everything goes wrong.
Everything goes wrong. Because don't make cursed books video games or anything. Yeah,
seriously, why?
Don't
why
touch them. Do this? They're cursed. So
it's
he
like,
goes
for a reason.
He goes to Tuckersoft, which is a company in this world. And
wait, you forgot the most important part.
What, Sugar Puffs or Frosties?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, so at one point you get to choose your cereal. This is the first decision you make. And then, and like already, like when I saw it, I was like, oh, fuck. Yes. I was like, uh-oh, this exactly. is going to mean death or... Like, imagine like the movie ended just like Frosties is poisoned. Don't eat it. But no, you can choose whichever one you want. And it ends up being an ad later on and that's the only thing.
Everywhere, really. Yeah. There's like, they hide in little mini like Easter eggs of whatever cereal that you chose in the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
It's
fantastic. Yeah.
What'd you choose?
I chose Frosties first go. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, is that what they used to be called? Because Tony the Tiger's on there.
Yeah. It's Frosted Flakes.
Yeah, but it was
called Frosties.
It was called Frosties.
But it's Frosted Flakes.
Okay, cool.
I guess here in the States, I don't know if it was different.
Oh, right. It is in England. Yeah. So it's probably still Frosties. Whatever.
And then Sugar Puffs, I was like, no.
Yeah. That dude on the cover is just like eyeballs. No.
Mm-mm. Frosties.
No, thank you.
All right. So
yeah,
you
can't trust that.
That was very important.
Yeah. So he goes to Tuckersoft to mm-hmm. show off the part of the game that he's already programmed. Yeah. And they're impressed. So they tell him to, you get the choice to mm-hmm. either... have it done by Christmas or
take
it on your own and do it however and however long you want to do it.
And what'd you choose?
I obviously chose do it. Did you not?
No, I chose yes first.
Of course, yeah. Everyone because does. Well,
he was so excited.
We also get introduced to Colin, who's the mm-hmm. programmer there. He's sort of the golden boy of Tuckersoft. He's the one that's made all these famous games already. And he is this sort of guy who's aware.
He's like a super weird, but aware. And he's, you know, kind of this genius. So he, like, there's a part that you kind of like kind of go under his wing and he shows you the real world.
Yeah.
By taking drugs.
Yeah.
Because, of course.
Drugs are the way, guys.
but yeah, so he's kind of like on Stefan's side the entire time. Like, because he knows he's the kind of person that, you know, he's the programmer, so he knows like when a programmer gets into their zone that he's not going to answer the phone, he's going to unplug it, he's going to be in the zone, he's going to talk about only his game, he just needs time.
Yeah.
And then the CEO of Tuckersoft is kind of
just
like
a slimy like salesman who's just like, I just
want
to sell video games, yeah,
and I want to make money.
Yep.
So every time that, you know, there's kind of a butt heads between the CEO and Stefan, Colin comes in and kind of just like, calm down. Like, he's going to do it. He's going to be fine. Yeah.
The CEO was so slimy. He was just the worst because he would always agree with like whatever's going on. Or I remember one part Colin was like talking about the game Nosedive that he's doing now. And he talked about some technical error that he had. And the slimy guy was just like, oh yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah. Anyway, let's keep moving. But yeah, just the basic layout of the plot, everything goes wrong for this kid.
Yeah.
And it's all your fault.
It's fantastic.
And there's no way you can get around it.
Nope.
We find out.
You have to do everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you can choose to, so you can kind of just take the story one storyline at a time. And then they actually give you the option to watch the credits. Like that could be your ending if you choose to.
Yeah.
But they also always give you the option to go back and to like do something different if you want to see something else or if you want to just experience something different.
Right.
Which of course I did.
Yeah.
I went through multiple pathways multiple times just mm-hmm. to play it because it was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It is fun. And you know, the game ends immediately if you choose the wrong thing at the beginning. So, that's obvious that you want to go right again, like right away.
And they
make it really easy because they give you this sort of recap of everything you've done up until whatever decision led to your sooner than expected ending.
Yeah. And there are multiple endings.
I nailed that sentence.
You did. That was fantastic.
I was like, uh-oh.
And we have it recorded.
Oh, shit.
So
proof.
I'm going to screen...
voice shot.
Sure.
I made that up.
Yeah. So if you're in the office, because you choose the music on the bus, and then this is your third choice, is you can say yes or no to their offer. And obviously if you pick yes, it jumps 5 months ahead straight to Christmas.
Yeah.
And there's this like on
There's a video game review on like the news or whatever it is, a little
which
segment.
I want that back.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a thing.
It kind of reminded me of like Tech TV, kind of like G4.
But I was watching it and I thought like video games weren't that big of a deal back then, where they would have their own segment on a news cast.
Yeah, they might.
You don't
have been.
You think so?
Maybe.
I don't know, man. I feel like video games weren't really like
big
until like you didn't see them on TV until like G4 actually came out or something. Maybe. Like
no, I'm sure they had like some nothing like this, of course, not like a review, but I'm sure they had like some commercial,
because that guy was just
was
like
an Atari commercial.
This guy gave like in-depth reviews of whatever video game like he was talking about,
and he
like,
rated
he
it out of 5 stars. It was
games.
Great and he was on top of it. And what I really like about each time that it happens is every time that you end with him, it's a different amount of stars, because that's not only how good the game is, but that's how far you've progressed in all of the Bandersnatch like forks in the road.
Yeah.
So the very first time, if you just choose yes, you get a 2 out of 5. He's just like, or 1 out of 5.
Yeah.
And he's just like, this was awful. Like, it seemed like I had a good idea, but it was way undeveloped. And then literally Stefan is on the couch and he says, I'm going to try again.
Yeah.
And then you go right back into the hole. He wakes up on the same day and everything.
That's
like 5
what,
months earlier.
That's what I think this movie shined the most was the writing, just because.
And it was Black Mirror. I expected it to be really good, but this was like, they really spent good time on this one to make it perfect.
I don't know if it was easy, because you know all they had to do was refer to the fact that we are playing a game, but it was seamless every time they said anything that was remotely related to like, well, you made the right choice there, or like, you know, like, oh, looks like you got to start over.
Yeah,
like you know that that's
they're
for
talking
us.
To you.
Yeah, so it's just like, oh, you son of a bitch, throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, and it was great. I loved it. So then you say no, and then so you take up this entire game basically on your own. It's your baby. So Stefan takes this home, and he's got his little old, super old computers, like dual monitor, whatever, and he just charts out this entire game.
He's got all the cliches. He's got all the scattered
like,
papers
on
the
walls. Yeah, with like the ribbons pointing to other things. He's got
book.
Like a whole notebook. Yeah.
Yeah. He's just in the zone. He has an estranged relationship with his dad because his dad hid his stuffed animal when he was a kid, which he rummaged through his room to find, making his mother late for her train, making her die in a train accident that she shouldn't have been in. How do you feel about the ending where you get to go back in time
and you find the bunny sooner than possible?
But you still get on the train.
Yeah, that annoyed me.
That annoyed me. I felt like that was a cop out. Like they couldn't think of anything to do, or they didn't want to give you the happy ending.
Yeah.
I was watching Black Mirror with my brother Mike. He's not a fan.
Really?
He hates that show.
What?
Yeah. We showed him like 3 episodes and he was just like, this is garbage.
No. Come on, Mike. This is so good.
He has a problem with it never having a happy ending. And he also
technology.
Yeah, but he also like doesn't, I guess like it is a bummer to watch.
Which episodes did you watch?
We watched Metalhead, which is great.
Which one?
With the little dudes that kill you. And it's black and white. Remember? Those little Texas
Chainsaw Massacre guys?
No. They have like little shotguns and they like have shrapnel.
The little doggies.
Little dogs.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that was a good one.
That was a good one. Exactly. And he was just like, trash. And then we watched the video game tester one where the guy just like loses his mind.
Yeah.
He didn't like that
one. Oh, that was a good one too.
And
the one he goes into the cabin and he sees everybody and like he went to call his mom.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
and his
I
mom,
loved that
his
one.
Mom calls like while it's in his head and it messes it up and it kills him. Yeah, he didn't like that.
That was so mind trippy.
But yeah, I guess he likes to watch. Like, he doesn't like horror stuff. So anyway, this is a tangent. We don't have to talk about this.
I personally wanted to know the episode.
Where I was going with that is that it is a bad ending.
No matter what,
yeah. you can't win this game at all.
Because no matter what. Somebody dies.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's Stefan, Colin, or his dad.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what, there's got to be a gruesome ending. Or his
like,
CEO
he will either die or
commit some horrible crime.
Or commit crime. Or, like, he'll go to jail, he'll die, or you'll end up being in reality.
Yeah.
Right? Those are the only options.
Well, there's 5 endings.
Four. Hold on. You sell out, you die. You go to jail. You You get taken out of the office after fighting everyone.
Yeah, which...
And then you get... Can we talk about and then you're that? An actor. So yeah, let's just talk about the endings. Yeah, all right. So we talked about the Christmas one, the selling out one.
I mean, that's like a quote-unquote ending. Like, that is a way to end. But there are actual... Like, there are only five, like...
Ending endings
that will bring you to the credits.
Yeah.
Because that one quote-unquote ending brings you back. It doesn't bring you to the credits. You have to go back and redo it.
Okay.
So yeah, the
first... Oh, and there are also the jump scare endings. At one point, you're presented with a safe, your dad's safe,
and you put in
passwords.
Yeah.
If you put in Pax, which is the what is it, trickster god from the book, he shows up and kills you.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And then you're just all right, start again. Yeah.
And if you type in the initials of the author, he shows up and kills you. So like, okay, that's fun that they just like threw those in there. Very un-Black Mirror-y, though. That was like a little, Goosebumps episode.
Yeah, a couple of them were.
We don't deal with monsters here.
A little weird.
Yeah. But yeah, the most Black Mirror-y thing I can remember is if you do that ending where you save your quote-unquote save, you just go with your mom.
Yeah.
You die, but in your mind. You remember that? Yeah. Like you die in the office.
It follows him back in time and he gets the bunny. He brings his mom. They go on the train and they die. And then I thought that was going to be the end. It cuts to black. But then it shows up back in his therapist's office and he's just like on the chair slumped. And she's just like, he was just breathing like a minute ago. He just put his head down and now he's dead.
Yeah.
So like that was cool how they brought it back.
Yeah.
I thought it was just going to end as him dying. I'm like, all right, time to choose another thing. But they actually chose to record and like film them reacting to his death, and I was just like, Black Mirror.
another trippy ending. Trippy, I'm saying, because the LSD trip scene, can throw yourself off the balcony.
That was great.
That scene alone was awesome.
That's
like
Colin, whatever his name is, the actor,
Colin,
who did that.
He's great. Yeah, he's
fantastic. Yeah, he, in this
just
movie,
that rant about like how we have parallel universes.
What was Pac-Man? It was a program and control man. He's in a maze and he can never leave. What happens when he gets out of one side? He goes right back to the other side. And it was like,
it's a fucking nightmare world.
It began as a rant and it was funny to me, but then like the more he
then you're just like, oh, this guy's making sense.
Yeah, the more it made sense, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, I'm not playing Pac-Man ever again.
Poor Pac-Man.
Yeah,
especially stuck in there. Especially, I really loved how. Even in like other Black Mirror episodes, I was making connections to other things like that that they brought back into other things. One of the things that I really liked about it was the name of the hospital.
Saint
Augustine.
No, it was Saint Jupiter or something like that.
Yeah, San Junipero.
San Junipero. Yeah. There were a bunch of Black Mirror Easter eggs throughout this whole thing. Like if you kill your dad and release the game and the game gets 5 stars, like it's a great game. Mm-hmm. You see the news scroll underneath, and it's just a bunch of news stories referring to all of these Black Mirror episodes we've watched.
It's great. They really had attention to detail.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah. They were just littering it with just like, you guys like this, blow
your
mind, blow
your
mind,
blow
your mind,
blow your mind, blow your mind.
Yeah, I thought that ending was the best ending.
Which one? When you chop
where
your
you
dad?
Get 5 out of 5 and you go to jail.
Yeah. So the 5 out of 5, this 5-star ending is.
By the way, we're spoiling this.
Obviously. So there you get a choice to kill your dad, but you get a choice to either bury him or chop him up.
Yeah.
If you choose to chop him up, Bandersnatch, you get to complete Bandersnatch, because what happens is obviously history repeats itself. So the author decapitated his wife and then finished the book. So you decapitate your dad and finish the game. So you get a 5 out of 5. You get completed it. It says completed in madness, because obviously you go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess I would consider this the final ending, because in 2018, a writer for Netflix by the name of Pearl Rittman wants to create a Bandersnatch show for Netflix.
Yep.
And it's so fourth wall breaky.
It was eight walls just down.
And it was great too, because you get to control her at the end. Yeah. Oh my God, that was so good. So we talked about death by time travel. You get the rabbit and then you die. That's it. If you bury the body, which I thought was cool, since you have to bury the body, you bring the body out like through your house. Your CEO comes to your house and then you have to kill him.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah, various people come through to your house. Colin can come to your house. You kill him. Mm-hmm. Slimeball comes. You kill him. And even Colin's wife can come. Yeah. Nice. I think it's random between... Oh, wait. What was it?
Depending on what happens.
There's one way to get... I forgot all of it. There's one way to always get Colin or always get the slimeball guy. Yeah. But whatever two I'm not fucking up.
Yeah.
Those are always like random. Like, that's but really I remember cool. She came over and
I never got her to come over.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember if I killed her or if like they gave me the option. Yeah. Like she just like left or something. I forgot. That's I'm really sorry. Cool. I should have.
One of the things that I really love about the scene, especially with Colin, you can choose to go to him if you want to run away from the therapist. You can, yeah. Or you can choose to go to the therapist. That's another really cool diversion.
Yeah.
Our plot split. So if you go to him and you take the LSD or whatever drug it is,
it's LSD. Yeah.
You kind of go crazy and like you see all things moving and
his
Colin take off his glasses and his eyes kind of like drip out of his head and then he puts his glasses back on and they go right back. Which I thought was funny.
That was amazing.
And then you can choose who to jump. So you can choose yourself or you can choose Colin. But then Colin will say, you know,
it's like see you in the next one.
Yeah, see you soon. You know, like I know I'll see you soon. So then when they do the recap. He actually mentions it. He's just like, I knew I'd see you later.
Yeah.
Or like, I knew you'd see me again.
So, yeah, what did you think about Colin and his omniscient being? Because he knew what was happening. And I know that he has this awareness or whatever that he's like, you know, only one possibility of like a million, billion, infinite possibilities. But do you think that he knew that he was in Bandersnatch or that he was just like, I'm like Pac-Man, and if I die, I die, whatever.
Yeah, I think he was more... self-reflecting through, like, I think he was trying to explain reality not only to Stefan but all, like to us. He was just like, you know, I'm giving you those information, but I know that I'm just a character. I don't know. He doesn't know where he's a character. He doesn't know that he's on Netflix. He doesn't know that he's on Bandersnatch. I don't think he ever mentions any of those things. I just think that he's just like this hyper-aware kind of quirky genius.
Yeah.
He's just like, doesn't really, like, nothing matters. Like, everything will reset. You know, my death means nothing. Your death means nothing because we always get infinite lives, basically. Yeah. We're all, you know, we're all in the maze. We're all Pac-Man or whatever.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
Do you think that the author of Bandersnatch went through the same thing? Like, that's the curse of Bandersnatch, that just some being us starts to control your actions to the point where you commit, like, a horrendous crime.
Yeah. So yeah, for the author of Bandersnatch, it was Pax, right? It was the devil god who was kind of like,
are we Pax?
Pulling his strings in the back. In this instance, we're the ones pulling the strings. We're the one that's Pax. Mm. So we are controlling Stefan. And one of the points that I absolutely love is when he's kind of going crazy and he's asking the world basically, like, who are you? I know you're there. Tell me who you are. And you get a choice to say either, you know, there's a Netflix, or you can say
Pac, or you PAX, can say PAX,
or you can say the
that symbol, the white rabbit. Yeah. I forget what it's called.
Well, it was just the split.
It's from another Black Mirror episode. Yeah,
it was the split of choices, whatever. So, and depending on which one you pick, it determines the other branch of what he can say. And I chose the branching symbol. And he got like freaked the fuck out. The second time I chose Netflix, and he was just like, what's Netflix?
What the fuck is Netflix?
And then it's funny too, because it changes the interaction, what he says to his dad. If you choose the branching, he kind of goes crazy and he runs away, and his dad, he like pushes through his dad.
Yeah.
But if you choose Netflix, his
he
dad
commits
comes in
himself.
And
yeah.
He's just like, do you want me to call a doctor? And he's like, yes, please.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. I thought that was good writing. And I thought that was a funny nod to us, like people who are watching Netflix. If you choose Netflix, you're gonna
and
get
God
like kind
damn
of
it,
funny nod.
Black Mirror, you just put twists within twists, because even if you go down the Netflix path, you have two endings, which is you either just start a fight scene with your therapist because your therapist suggests that if you're on a show, it should be more interesting.
Yeah.
Therefore, you should just
She
just picks out those nightsticks and like they have a fight scene. And you fight your dad,
and yeah, your dad comes in too.
Yeah,
and like you get to kick him in the balls or poke him in the eye,
karate chop him. Yeah, but you also get the option to jump out of the window.
Yeah.
And if you do, you end up becoming the actor that's actually in this. And I guess he's gone mad and forgot that he's a real person. And a director or some staff comes up to him and is just like, listen, you're not supposed to go through the window. You're supposed to fight her, remember? And he has no idea what she's talking about. Oh, yeah. What was I going to say?
It's so good. Just so many things that can happen.
Yeah. I was hoping that Colin was going to be the main character in this movie. I know that sounds dumb just because you go through like two or three choices before you even meet Colin. Yeah. But after, you know, watching him and like after the acid scene and stuff, he seemed like the more interesting character. But like it would be a completely different movie. Like Colin would be taking your choices probably into consideration, or he would just be like, yeah, I'll do that. Or yeah. like, no, nah, I think yeah. I'm going to do yeah. this or whatever.
Well, I mean, Stefan kind of fights back in certain scenes. Yeah. There's a couple of scenes where you tell the only choice you have, which is another thing too, is you're only given two choices and you have to choose one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no, like, you know, we were talking about the other, the
Telltale,
other Telltale games.
Yeah. Where they give you the option where you can be silent
is
yeah.
an actual option. In this choice, you can't. It's always one or the
it's
other.
It's whatever your icon's yeah. on.
And if you and don't in multiple, there are multiple scenes where it tells you pour your tea over your computer or break your computer. And obviously, Stefan doesn't want to do either of those things because he's a programmer. If you break his computer, he's out of a job.
Mm-hmm.
So he will pick up the tea, or he will about to like smash his computer, and then he'll stop himself mm-hmm. and be like, wait, no, what am I doing?
Same thing with like the pull the earlobe or bite your nails.
Yeah.
Like you saw his hand going and then he stopped himself with yeah. his other hand. And at one point, you know, he does ask you directly, like, who mm-hmm. are you and stuff. When you kill your dad and it's Barrier versus Chop, if you hit Chop, he's like, really?
Yeah.
Like, he's talking to himself to us at this point, which I thought was pretty fun. Which was your favorite ending? I'm sticking with mine, where you chop your dad up and you make the best video game.
Yeah, I'm going to say that one too. That one brings yeah. you to like, it brings you to the end game. It brings mm-hmm. you to like the 2018 version, I yeah. think. So I think that's definitely the best ending. I think that's the canon ending. Mm.
Nice.
So yeah, it gives Stefan the most character development, and it also like brings it full circle. It introduces you to Pearl and how she wants to create it for Netflix, and then you tell her to destroy it.
Yeah.
And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. What was I going
to
say?
Because it tells you to destroy it, but you still play it. So
did you
like...
stick after the credits for that scene?
Which one?
There's a scene where you're back on the bus, but instead of the cassettes,
oh, yeah,
you put
yeah.
in a cassette that's called Bandersnatch.
Yeah.
And it's just like modem noises. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is that about? What the fuck is that? It was just like creepy to watch.
It was very creepy because it was all silent. It was just like once he puts his headphones on,
yep.
you hear nothing but the little like, you know, little zip zips of like a computer.
And
like,
he's fine with it. He's just like, yeah.
And I mean, yeah, he's acting like he was at the beginning mm-hmm. when he was listening to actual music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was creepy and it was kind of just like, what? And then you remember it's Black Mirror and you're like, oh yeah.
There's an Easter egg hidden within that. I found this out today. If you take that sound and you I don't know what the things are, okay, I'm just gonna say that now, they put that sound into a machine or whatever machine that sound can be translated through,
yeah,
and it comes up with this code, and that code takes you to the Tuckersoft website.
Nice.
So there's like an AR marketing kind of a thing they have going
audio
on.
AR
yeah
you can yeah. I mean yeah when once it was released, Bandersnatch, the Netflix movie, I was inundated with Facebook posts about it because everyone was talking about it.
Yeah.
And one of them was, you can actually play, I think it was Kotaku.com, mentioned that you can actually play the game.
Yeah.
So it's available online if you really want to find out and play it.
Yeah.
Which I think would be
cool. Oh, I think Tucker saw the website, you can play Nosedive on it. That's what
it
is.
Nice.
Yeah, so you can play the game that
I would rather play Nosedive.
Yeah, I'm not playing Bandersnatch. Fuck that. I'm going to start getting controlled by people watching me.
But yeah, it was really cool, and it was a ride. It was definitely more than I think it was. I mean, we talked about this last time briefly, but I think this is. I feel like Black Mirror is gonna be, like, they're gonna have a foothold in this kind of technology. They're gonna be like, we want everyone to choose the ending of all of our next movies or shows or whatever.
Yeah,
because I know. I mean, they're still making another season of Black Mirror.
Yeah,
and I want. Maybe not all of them, but most of the new episodes to have this function.
I disagree with you there. I liked this. I liked it as a game.
Yeah.
I as a movie,
as an experience.
As an experience, as a movie, it's not that interesting if you like break it down. I mean, like it is like, you know, a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah.
So it's fun to watch. It's, you know, got all these twists, all these references, and obviously I can't really tell you if that's the canon ending, the one that we mm-hmm. like. Then this would have been
Bandersnatch 2.
Oh shit.
Maybe with Colin.
Maybe.
If he doesn't die.
But yeah, if this canon ending is the canon ending, then whatever chunk of the movie that gets you there isn't really a movie or a good movie, in my opinion, because it's a lot. The actors aren't really, the acting and the writing aren't really, what is the word I'm looking for? They're not designed or not directed towards a movie or making something entertaining to watch. It's all in
you.
It's all the for user. The player. It's yeah. all for, like, you know, like they have these reactions, they have this relationship, but the relationship with Stefan and the dad could be like more dramatic if this was a movie.
Yeah.
But because it wasn't, you know, it's just like reaction, just we have to do this scene 5 times different ways.
Yeah.
So it's just like, get out of my room, dad. Fuck you, son.
You're in control.
That's it.
How did you like the part of the movie where he finds out, or I think it was a dream sequence, but his dad is not his dad. He's like a scientist, and
yeah.
he's like
that
writing about his life and stuff.
That was it was sci-fi, you know,
yeah.
like it was like Black Mirror-y.
Cool. Yeah.
I thought it was pretty cool, but I didn't, like I said, I didn't find it to be the most interesting
yeah.
route to
yeah.
take. It also seemed kind of tacked on, or just like
it was forced,
just like
a little bit.
Yeah, it was a forced, because you don't get enough of the dad's like
background
or anything, like you don't get any scenes with
yeah.
him or anything, just him or anything,
yeah.
Because
it's
we're focused on Stefan,
yeah.
So if we saw him doing some shady shit, maybe it'd be like, oh, he was he was doing this the entire time,
yeah.
But because like you just hit a different code into
yeah.
the thing and you find out that he's like this government scientist or whatever.
Yeah.
That just implanted this traumatic memory in you for some reason. I was like, all right, I guess, whatever. Like, it gives you the reason. It gives you like more motivation to kill your dad, right?
Yeah. At the beginning, yeah. When
yeah.
with the first time you're given that choice to, what was it? It's like, no, I think you have to grab the ashtray. You have to kill.
You either
kill
your dad or you. Put the ashtray down or like just stop, and then that's when the movie ends, because he like hugs you
and then
he takes you
that's
to the psychiatrist.
Right. I got that
yeah.
ending, and then
yeah.
I was like, that's boring.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they basically force you to kill your dad.
Yeah.
So yeah, I kind of feel like it would be better, maybe, I don't know. I feel like I would want in the new season, I would want, let's maybe not say most, let's say like half the episode. If it's like a 10 episode season,
mm-hmm.
give me 5. With like
two, three,
with like this kind of choice, I think, and it would be great. Maybe I don't know how giving us more choice maybe work. Maybe instead of 2 choices, give us 3 or 4.
You know they're gonna fuck with you like that. They're gonna give you like 5 choices. One, like,
yeah.
like there'll be 2 the entire episode,
and then
the last one
will
be like 7.
Yeah.
They'll be like, what the fuck? How am I supposed to choose?
Oh god. But yeah, I think that it would. And them, you know, giving us not only because. We're talking about the one ending where you become the action star. You have when she's talking to you and she's just like, wouldn't your life be more exciting? Do you want it to be more exciting? They give you
yeah.
yes, and then they give you fuck yeah.
Yeah.
And in that instant, I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't choose
no
an opposite.
Or, yeah.
You had to choose one of them. And in my head, I was just like, I don't know if one is any different.
Yeah.
They're just going to give you the same one each time. So I kind of feel like they could give
and
us
I think they
different.
Do I think I gave it another go and I hit yeah instead, because the first time I hit fuck yeah because
yeah.
of course, and then the second time I hit yeah and he just hit her, he just threw the coffee in her face again and they
it was
started
the same
the
scene
yeah.
yeah yeah so like, you know, give us, I mean, if you're gonna do it, give us different variations.
if you're about it
if like this is your thing, if making multiple endings or multiple ways to end a scene is what you want to do, then do it.
Yeah.
Give us more choices, give us more endings, give us, but I also think at the very end, once you like complete it or once you watch it or whatever, Bandersnatch, like the movie, should be another choice. It should be like play it or just watch it, and they should give you the choice to either choose, or then everything chooses for you and gives you the intended ending, or you know, the best way, or you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Give us like a solid like hour episode of just like me, like, not choosing, me just watching.
Yeah, that's a good, that's a great idea, because the first choice comes in like 2 minutes into the movie or whatever it is. So yeah, if we, because then you could take these characters, you know,
seriously,
and you get invested in them. Yeah. You see the shady shit dad's doing or whatever it is, and you and, like, and all these choices have much more weight to them.
Yeah, and it'd be great to even watch it multiple times. Like, I want to play through it first, and then I'll put it on, like, whoever else comes home, if anybody wants it, I'll be like, here, just watch this.
Yeah.
And one then, of like, the, go through it.
One of the greatest appeals of the Telltale games is they have sequels. Yeah. So you start off as this character, and you basically have molded this character however your choices have made that. And then in the sequel, you play as a different character that you were interacting with the entire time. And then in the third one, you get to play as the same character, but all of these choices have
are still there, have
followed you, so you know what you've done.
You know who's and dead. Yeah, you know who's there.
You know who's dead because of you. Yeah, you know all this like stuff.
How other people are reacting towards you because of the choices that you made. Just fantastic.
Right, so if I had one giant criticism for Bandersnatch, it'd be to give us more development before you make us ruin it all.
Before we make our character kill everyone.
Yeah, because it makes you feel like you're just like an asshole messing up the entire time. So.
But I thought that was great.
No, it was fun. Don't get me wrong. But how are we on time?
We're done.
Cool. All right, I'm out of here. All right. How many?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
How many?
Twas a gremlin.
Oh no.
How many
decapitated wads out of 10 do you give this?
How many decapitated wads out of 10 do I give this? I'm definitely gonna give this a 9 out of 10. Yeah,
god damn,
this got me like super excited from beginning to end. I was on the edge of my seat on almost every decision I made.
You kind of have to be.
Exactly. So like, it was kind of forced, but I didn't feel it. It didn't feel like it was a chore. I was playing this game voluntarily, and the choices that they gave me were fun enough for me to enjoy the experience from beginning to end. I was a little bit annoyed that some of the choices were forced upon you. Like I said, there was a couple times where you had to choose yes or yes in just different ways, and I was just like, meh. But in other ways, I want them to give us complete opposite choices, but also flesh out the rest. So like you said, you can either choose to kill your dad or choose not to kill your dad
and continue the story.
But I want you to not kill your dad and then continue the story. Yeah. Exactly. I want there to be an ending where that is a choice. Or let's say, you know, you choose no, but then your character is just like, why did you choose no? And then he kills him anyway or something like that. Like, make it actually, don't just keep giving me ending after ending. Like, give me an actual full story. But I'm still giving it a 9 because I thought it was great. I thought it was something I've never seen before in this kind of format. It was very clever. The writing was fantastic. Like you said, they're talking more to you than they are to Stefan. And it was just fun. I had a good time throughout the entire experience.
Cool.
How about you? Let's see. How many LSD trips out of 10?
I'm going to give this... I'm trying to be more positive this year. I'm going to give this 6 LSD trips out of
10. 6 LSD trips out of 10.
All right, 7. 7 LSD trips out of 10.
7 LSD trips out of 10. I'm looking at
this as a movie. I see this more as a game.
Yes.
The most interesting character was left by the wayside, I think.
Yes.
Even if you weren't controlling him, I feel like Colin should have been in the movie more.
What about if they do like a prequel with him?
I'll watch the shit out, play the shit out of it. But like I've said, the plot and the characters weren't fleshed out enough, and it's because you are in control of the entire thing. So we get a lot of reactionary stuff, but not a lot of exploration into stuff that's very interesting, like Colin's character, like the relationship with his dad. I know that it's hard because it is basically a game.
On choice, yeah.
It's on all choice. On you. But
it, I don't care about backstory. I want to kill this guy.
I liked it. It is Black Mirror, so it was blowing my mind the entire time, and it was well done. To the, you know, all the dialogue that refers to you, all of the restarting and recapping, and also it changing because
of you
and because of Colin knowing that this is another go. That was fun, you know.
And it wasn't even like dwelled on; like it was just really quick. Yeah, his quips.
Were it just like
here, back again.
Blink and you missed it, you know. Yeah. But yeah, it was fun as a movie. It's obviously not the best, but
because it's not a movie, it's an experience. It's a game.
It's a game. Yeah. So like, play it. Obviously, don't skip it. I think especially since this is something we haven't seen before. Yeah. Do it. You owe it to yourself. Just do this. And then you'll know for sure if you like these Choose Your Adventure movies or not.
Yeah.
And you can avoid them in the future because there are going to be more of them.
Yeah,
whether absolutely. You like it or not, motherfucker. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What else was I going to say? I don't know. Yeah, that's how I feel about it. 7 cool. out of 10. Can't wait till there are more. Hopefully with more plot and character development.
Yeah. You want it to be more of a movie, but choose.
I love your idea where you start off with half hour to an hour of
choice
of stuff that where we just watch.
Yeah.
And then
you can go.
We
into
get put
more.
Into the driver's seat.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Netflix, Black Mirror.
Yeah.
Do
get
that.
Your shit together,
listen
guys.
Listen to us.
You guys have been ruining Netflix. All of your episodes are garbage.
According to Mike.
According to my brother Mike.
According to this one guy. No, I'm sure there are people out there that feel like this way.
Rewatchability is low because you just kind of do it all at once.
Unless you give up and return to it. Yeah, you can choose your rewatchability, I feel.
Yeah.
You can definitely watch it over and over again with just choosing different things and then ending it where it ends. Or you can just watch it in one go and then just revisit each.
And it will take a while. It's
like 2 hours, 2.5 hours-ish. If you
go for all five.
You know, if you keep going back and you want every ending, then yeah. That's how long it took me. It took me about 2 hours.
Okay.
But if you just go, I mean, the first time I got to like a real ending, it was like an hour in. But I just wanted to keep going back and back and back.
Yeah.
Just because it was fun. And that's another thing is like I wanted to go back. I never hit an ending and I was just like, well, that's it. I went to it and I was just like, oh, but I want to see what happens next. Yeah. Oh, I want to see what happens if I do this.
Yeah.
So, and they give you enough choices. And one of the things that I really liked about it was that even if you got to an end and you redid it, the knowledge that you had of the things that technically in the movie time span didn't happen yet still made a feature.
Yeah.
So like being able to tell them who you are, you could choose Netflix or you could choose PAX. But then once you find out about the symbol, then you can choose the symbol.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing that I want. I want to be able to choose, like at the bottom when it says those two choices, once you learn more, I want them to fill in. I want there to be more 3 or 4 or 5 even choices of what you can say.
Yeah.
Instead of just them just giving you 2.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's definitely going to happen in the future. This was the first time that this actually ever became a thing. So I'm sure they were just like, how do we program this? Mm-hmm. Like, how do we make it?
I'm sure it was a pain in the ass to do.
But
like,
now
on
that they have
fronts,
the base,
planning
sure
it, writing it, getting all the actors to do everything over and over and over again in different ways.
But I'm excited.
But that's what actors do.
I'm excited for the future to see where this goes. I'm excited for the next season of
this
Black
is the
Mirror.
First. This is the first Black Mirror episode that made me excited for the future.
Oh.
Every other one made me scared. Just makes me fearful of technology.
Yeah. And if you haven't watched Black Mirror,
what the fuck are you doing with your life? It's 2019.
Give it a try.
Guys.
If you are not sure that you're going to like it, start with San Junipero. It was a good episode.
Yeah.
It won an Emmy?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, so watch it.
Yeah, another one that has a happy ending, which is another one that has a happy ending.
I don't know. Can you think?
Hang the DJ wasn't that bad. Right, the dating one.
Oh, that was
cute.
That was a happy ending. Yeah, that was a happy ending. Definitely.
Those simulations aren't sad.
Oh my god, no, they're fucking terrifying. I hate those.
Wait, what are you talking about?
The little people in the one with John Hamm.
Oh no, that's
no,
that's
a different one.
That's the Christmas episode.
But that fucked me up.
That is my favorite one.
That was a good episode, but like I hate those little like mini versions
of
you.
Oh, that's fucking scary.
Yeah, it terrifies me because I think I'm in a simulation all like every time I watch the episode, I'm just like, fuck, that's me. That's the world. What am I doing? But no, Hang the DJ was great. Yeah, that was the dating one, right?
That was the dating one. Yeah,
that was a really good episode. And yeah. it reminded me more of a like
Tinder commercial.
Yeah, well, you know, it was a dating site commercial. But it was also like in this weird world.
Yeah.
So it was like, what's the name of that movie that would like did that kind of thing?
That did a dating app thing.
It was like, you know, you got sorted into different things. Divergent. It was kind of like Divergent. I didn't like Divergent, but the idea I think was cool, okay. Especially for Black Mirror. We got to cut this.
All right, cool. All right. Thank you so much for listening, everyone.
Thank you very much. You can reach us at relativelysuggestive@gmail.com if you have any thoughts about what we're talking about. If you like my intro, let me know. If you don't and want us to change it, let us know.
We'll come up with a theme song.
If you like Black Mirror and you liked this episode of Black Mirror, Bandersnatch, also let us know. Give us your thoughts. We can be found on Instagram at...
And Facebook
at Relatively Subjective. We're on Twitter at RelSubPod. So like us, comment us, share us, and we'll see you next week when we review.
Yeah, we're watching Split next week, you Split, guys.
Yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan is back, baby.
M. Night Shyamalan, ding dong.
And we're going to see if he still got it after Split, because before that, he definitely didn't have it.
He didn't have a thing.
He had Avatar. That's what he had.
He had nothing.
He had nothing but death threats.
He had nothing but... He did have Signs, and he did have The Sixth Sense.
Yeah. There's another good one somewhere.
Is there?
Yeah, Unbreakable.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, that's part of the trilogy now, so it's got to be.
Yeah.
But that's it.
All right. Next week, you will find out whether or not Split was good.
Do you want to rewatch the other two?
Yeah, we probably should. Yeah.
All right, we'll do that. I haven't seen Unbreakable in like 10 years.
Yes. Same.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye, guys. Bye.